Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know him from Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia.
He's a Philly legend.
He's
my
a
goodness.
No. He is a broadcasting legend.
Well, there you go.
I had to one up you. Okay. Fox 29 TV as well, and he appears on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The legend, Howard Eskin. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm more than a broadcast legend. Let's just come on now. You got to.
Well, I think legend suffices. No, Howard,
just a human
I'm
legend.
I'm iconic.
Oh, iconic. Okay, well, add iconic to it.
Yeah, but
that's
it's
good.
More than a broadcast legend because, you know, when you're a legend, it reaches into other areas. It's like Deshaun Watson is a legend in massage parlors. So, you know, he'll always be legendary in massage parlors because we know he said so. He said he's innocent. So he must be innocent. So he's just going there to just get a nice massage.
Eskin coming in hot.
Yeah.
It depends on what area of the body you're talking about, but that's all right.
Is 11 games enough of a suspension, considering what Deshaun is accused of?
No, but that's what the NFL is. It's interesting that 11 games creates his first game back against Houston. What a joke. I mean, can the NFL be more obvious? You know, they wanted a year, but if they're going to do something, let's make it. Where do they come up with 11? They come so he can play against his first game against the Houston Texans. Is 11 games enough? It's not even close. It's not even close. And the fact that he doesn't have to say, he declares his innocence. And that's why you got 11 games and $5 million, because you're innocent. No, it's not enough. But here is the problem, and it's not the NFL, it's all sports. If you can play, you will have a job. If you're just a borderline player, your ass is out of there. It doesn't even matter. You don't even have to worry about suspension. You're not even on the team. It is just disgraceful what sports has become. And then Kareem Hunt, they give the guy a break and give him a job after what he did, and he's whining like a little baby. I just can't. Sometimes I just can't take it. So you have to look through the bad guys and just say, okay, it's sports. And we love it, and it's football, and we really love that. And I will say this. I do really like the head coach. I think he's terrific. He handled the situation probably as well as anybody, and I think he's a really good head coach. So there is something nice I have to say about that team, and that would be Kevin Stefanski.
We're going to pop him on hold real quick. Howard Eskin joining us. Iconic. Philadelphia broadcasting titan on the hotline. Anytime you want to come on here and talk nice things about Philadelphia Penn legend Kevin Stefanski, we will allow that as well.
I'd be happy to do that because I don't know how he's going to navigate through all this. Jimmy has to say everything, you know, everything's fine. He's a great guy. He's doing everything. See, I have a point of reference to everything that happened. Michael Vick, I didn't want a little bit of when he came in here after his situation. And then I saw what he did. He did everything the team asked him to do. He went out and did everything. What he did was so awful and despicable, but he became a really good guy. I don't know that Deshaun Watson can ever do that, but, of course, fans are fans. And if he throws a few touchdowns, then they'll be happy. They don't care what else he did. In the end, it comes down to football. And that's what we love. We just love football.
You know, it's a good point you bring up, Howard, with Vic, because people here in Cleveland have brought that up as well in terms of Deshaun. And I think you're 100% right. Like Vic was, like, owned up to everything. I mean, the dude went to prison. Like, he got out. He did everything right. And then he was really good on the field, which ultimately, a lot of fans, that's all they care about. What is there anything you think Deshaun could do to learn from maybe how Vic handled that situation and kind of turned his life back around?
Well, just remember, Michael Vick lost $100 million. Deshaun Watson didn't lose money. He made money because he got another contract. So he made money, even though he, you know, it was despicable what he did as well. Is first of all, the phrase I always use is, the truth will set you free. He's got to tell the truth. He's already going to have to pay these in a civil suit. So the ones that are left, and, you know, at the end of it, they're not going to charge him in a criminal suit, but he'll have to pay him, and you're going to have to pay him enough. And if they want to say what you did, then they're going to have to say what you did because the NFL's suspension of fines already been passed down. The truth, Deshaun, if you're listening, the truth will set you free. And that's what he's got to do. That's the first thing he's got to do. And then be a good guy, and not just because he can throw touchdown passes, but he's got to be a good guy and do the things in the community and for the people. And Michael Vick did a lot of really good things. I mean, we didn't talk for a while. Then we got in the room, we talked together, and I said, I'm going to start from square one. He says, I'll do the same thing, because he knew I'd buried him. And then, actually, I could text him right now. He'd get right back to me. I mean, it's amazing when you turn yourself around how good it can be. And it was for Michael Vick. Deshaun Watson, I mean, he knows what's going to happen in the future. But he's got to be, once he's successful, then people won't care. And he's got to have success. And he is a talented quarterback. He really is a talented quarterback. But we'll see if he gets better as a person. And don't tell me you're in. All right, please. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me you're in. But that's what he has to do, in my opinion.
Howard Eskin of WIP in Philadelphia on the hotline. And I just remembered one of the big names in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes early on was Philadelphia. Pretty much all of last year, right up there with Miami. What would the reaction have been in Philadelphia had last year during the season they have traded for Deshaun Watson?
Well, it would have been bad at first, but like fans always do, all you have to do is when you get out there on the field and you play, they're going to cheer you, and they're going to look past the problem. But, again, you have to be a good guy. Oh, they would have won. I will say this, though. It was split, and I was kind of in favor of it because I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. I said kind of in favor of it, but I didn't know he was such a creep. So I didn't know enough about the story. Hey, listen, what he did was wrong. If you want to go out and pay for it and not do it against the wishes of other people, it's not right, but it's not really breaking the law, which is not a good way to put it. But they would have gone, for the most part, they would have gone nuts. And at the 11 games, if the team was losing, they would blame him when he came back. So, yeah, it would have been, I don't know what the reaction would be in Cleveland, but I know those idiots out there cheered him when he came out of the practice field. So, I guess we have to see what his results will be once he finally starts playing. But Philadelphia, there would have been at least half the people would have gone crazy.
Howard, you mentioned Jalen Hurts. I thought he was a lot better than I thought he would be last year. What are the hopes for him in year two as a full-time starter in Philadelphia this year?
Well, they obviously hope he takes another step. Here are the issues he had last year. He didn't go through his progressions well enough because he wanted to run quicker than he probably should have made that decision. He made his decisions too late, so he's got to be quicker with his decisions, got to go through the progressions. Running quarterback get hurt, and that's the one thing that, I mean, history shows you. Pretty much all the running quarterbacks have gotten hurt, and people will say, well, Patrick Mahomes averaged about 3.5 yards or 3.5 carries a game. He ran to buy time. He didn't run to run the football. So he's got to take another step. He's got to get better in those areas. He's got to make good decisions, and for the Eagles to go anywhere, and I still think they can win the division because the Cowboys always find a way to choke. They choke all the time. They're such a screwed-up organization, and I think the quarterback is vastly overrated in Dallas. So I think the Eagles can win the division. But at this point, it's not just making the playoffs anymore. It's advancing in the playoffs. And for that, he's got to take another step. I'm not sure he's that guy yet. I know he works hard, and I know his teammates really like him, and he tries hard. But sometimes it really is what you have within that clock in your head and within the ability that you have. And we're going to see. But the Eagles' schedule kind of sets up pretty good for them early. So I know the expectations here are crazy. But we'll see in the first 6 to 7 games whether he's that guy or he's not that guy. And I think out of the first 4 games, I think the tough one is home in their home opener on Monday night against Minnesota. Because I think Minnesota will lose the first week against Green Bay, and thus they really need to win that second game. So I think that could be a tough game. But I'm getting ahead of myself. They have to win more than 9 games, which they won last year. And it always comes down to the quarterback. The defense is better. The team's better. But the quarterback also has to be better. And that's what it comes down to.
Is there any chance, you've seen this guy play a lot, Gardner Minshew, is there any chance this guy plays this year for Philly? And if he doesn't, is there a chance that maybe they would trade him?
Well, he's not going to play and start for the Eagles unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt. It's never going to get that bad
Okay. Where
you got to go to your backup quarterback. And I think Gardner Minshew...
He's a solid backup.
That's what he is. That's exactly what he is. He's a solid backup. He could fill in for maybe 2 or 3 games here and there, but 2 or 3 games, not here and there, but 2 or 3 games. But I don't think, and he wants to be a starter. I think this is his last year with the Eagles, but it's his last year of his contract. So I think he'll want to go out and try to be a starter somewhere. And if he's not a starter, he's always going to be a backup. He's a really good guy, and he's a good backup. But I don't think, unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt, I don't think he's a starter here in Philadelphia this year.
Howard?
Who knows? He could be with you guys.
That's why I asked the question.
Howard, you are iconic. You are a broadcasting titan. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure. And you guys, even though you are in Cleveland, try to have a good day.
We'll do what we can.
Thanks, Howard.
Howard Eskin there on the hotline. The settlement, including the suspension for Deshaun Watson, came down earlier today. I don't know. I gotta say, hearing Baskin and Phelps today at about 11:30, getting the initial Mike Florio thing, saying the news is going to come down, and hearing them do the play-by-play was a lot of fun, right? It's been one of the few fun things that we've been able to have in this entire process is hearing them try to predict and hear all the different reports come out, and they made the most of it. I give them credit today because they had to kind of wait. They basically had to hurry up and wait on air.
They got the news, like AP came out, it was Tom Withers, and then some other folks after that came through, like, hey, news is coming down. Browns had pushed back their media availability today, and then we knew we were in kind of a holding pattern for about a half hour or so, and then we finally got the news, and here we are. If you've missed the news, Deshaun is suspended 11 games, $5 million fine, has to go into a counseling program by a third party prior to returning.
And that's it.
There's no appeals that everyone's accepting everything.
Yes. So from that standpoint, from the accepting the punishment standpoint, we move forward. But we just had Howard Eskin on, and he was talking about how Michael Vick came back from the dogfighting issues. And listen, it's not great to try and make a comparison of the crimes. It is about the path back to not necessarily salvation, but acceptance from the public. And Michael Vick, and I think we can go to Ray Rice, there are people that have gone through or have committed heinous issues, heinous acts, and come back on the other side of it with some level of acceptance. Are there still people that say dog killer to Michael Vick? Yes.
100%.
Are there still people who call Ray Rice a woman beater? Yes. But the reality is now that this is out about Deshaun Watson, there's always going to be a segment of people, hell, we do it with Ray Rice. Hell, we do with Ben Roethlisberger. So no fan base is immune from this sort of stuff. No fan base is immune from the petty little things that we say. But I thought it was interesting when he talked about Deshaun in atoning for whatever he's accused of doing. Like, I'll just ask you guys, do you think Deshaun atoning, do you think that this is more about football, or do you think this is more about, you know, throwing touchdowns, winning games, or do you think this is more about seeing something from Deshaun? Because I have a very real problem with what Deshaun is accused of. I don't think the NFL should have let Deshaun be traded with all this up in the air.
Right.
I don't know that any of these organizations should have been willing to trade multiple first-round picks and give him $200-plus million guaranteed. They did, so now we move on. But I do want to see real atonement from Deshaun. Atonement, to me, is not necessarily saying, oh, I did all this, look at all these things I did, and look at what a horrible person I was. That's something that I think most people want. I do want at some point to hear from him, probably preferably before week 13 against Houston. I would like to hear what he's learned in this and where he thinks he went wrong. Not necessarily I'm guilty, but you know what? I shouldn't have put myself in these situations. You know what? I did target a very specific demographic to go ahead and get massages from. You know what? I shouldn't have done X, Y, or Z. Those are things that I think are part of the beginning path that matter as much to me
listen,
than football.
Maybe Nick, he'll do that after this final lawsuit is settled.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why he's holding out. That's the one thing I can think of. Why else wouldn't he just, I mean, the fines are there, the suspension's there, just own up to it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people have said, well, he's still got one outstanding civil lawsuit. Still,
he does have that lawsuit outstanding.
But, I mean, today, it's just weird that he would continue. If that was the case, if it was the one civil lawsuit that's still outstanding, it's weird to me that he would still come out and say, well, I apologize. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's what held him back from having more details in his apology. But yeah, to me, the off-the-field stuff matters as much as, is Deshaun Watson going to win football games for the team? And I don't know that's the same for everybody. I can't speak for everybody, so I think that's kind of what I'm throwing out there. Like, Howard Eskin basically made it seem like, you know what? You end up throwing up enough touchdowns, nobody's really going to care. And I think there is one case. Like, I don't remember a grand apology for Kobe and his situation. I don't remember a grand, look what I've learned from my stuff with Kobe. I just remember he got back to being really good at basketball and people kind of stopped talking about it. Even so much so that when he retired, it was not a huge talking point of his career. Even so much when he passed away, it was not a huge part of his legacy talk. I hope that's not the case here. I hope we have learned, and I hope these athletes have learned in this situation that there's something more than just being good at sports, but I don't know. Is that enough? Is Deshaun Watson being good at football in Cleveland, is that enough for you to accept him as Browns quarterback?
Most fans would say yes.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all there. Brian, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Yes, hey, guys. First, love the show. Great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. We're talking about everything Cleveland, which I get. We signed him. I'll take that. But you know what? Nobody's talking. Maybe you guys talked about it before, and I miss it. The angle of Houston. Nobody's talking about Houston, of where it happened or allegedly happened, right? So if the commissioner came down, he wants to put his stamp on it and do all his things because he doesn't want this to happen in the NFL, great. He did that. Now, if you truly want to do that, go to the place where it happened. Go to the Houston organization because tell me they didn't know about this allegedly happened down there.
You can't. They helped him get NDAs for at least one masseuse.
Right. So if the commissioner wants to come down and put the hammer on Cleveland for us signing him, put the hammer on Houston for where it happened, number one. Number two, Houston's loving this. They're going, hey, this is great. They washed their hands. It's done. And now they got our first-round pick, which is going to be a better pick because, honestly, I don't think our season is going to be as good as it was if Deshaun would have been our starter. Now they're going to get a better first-round pick. So it's just kind of nobody's talking to Houston. It's all Cleveland.
We talked with Albert Breer at 420, and he kind of pointed it out that because the Haslams and Andrew Berry and Deshaun Watson spoke today, that they're getting a majority of the criticism, and maybe that's how the NFL wants it. I agree. Listen, I said to start the show, I don't think we should be selective in our outrage. Be outraged at what Deshaun Watson is accused of. be outraged at the Browns trading for him. Also be outraged that the Browns could trade for him. Also be outraged at the NFL's farcical process of disciplining players and how it still isn't good enough. How they are treated with violations of the CBA. And you know what? Brian is right. The Houston Texans, who are one of the worst organizations in the NFL. That's not even a debate. Cal McNair and Jack Easterby are this weird duo, and they are god-awful at running an organization. And so they deserve criticism, and the whole organization has avoided it because, why? They settled the lawsuits with the accusers who basically accused them of interfering and helping Deshaun Watson cover this up. So I agree. Don't be stingy with your criticism. There's a lot to go around here for the NFL, for the Texans, including the people already being criticized, the Browns and Deshaun.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.